G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
When you are down and you're feeling lonely, you just got to breathe. You got to believe. Just get up off the ground. You know you're not the only. Run down on your knees, asking to be free from all your pain. Well, come on, everybody. You got a song to sing.
Got a song to sing.
Oh, I know, everybody. Just let it ring.
Got to let it ring.
Oh, come on, everybody. You got a song to sing. Yeah, come on, everybody. You got a song to sing. Deep down inside you, then you start to feel what it is that heals, and you have no choice, just let it help and guide you. Then you'll know it's real. There's a better deal around the bend. Well, come on, everybody. You got a song to sing.
Got a song to sing.
Cause I know, everybody. Time to let it ring.
Time to let it ring.
Well, come on, everybody. You got a song to sing.
Come on, everybody,
you got a song to sing.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, so we are coming up to National Science Week. All you deadly scientists out there, or the vision, or the foresight for that, we're going to catch up a yarn and talk about, well, this space, pardon the pun, but we're going to talk to Tanya Ha, ambassador for National Science Week. Got Tanya on line. Tanya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. I'm a bit cold. I'm coming to you from Woiwurrung and Bunurong country of the Kulin Nation, so, you know, down in Victoria,
cold
where it's
country.
Very cold.
Cold country. Yeah. And a big shout out to First Nation mob down there, all rugged up, and I reckon you would be too, Tanya.
I am, you know. And I always say to people, when I'm doing an acknowledgement of country at a science event, I say people tease us about Melbourne weather. Mm. They say it's unpredictable that we get all four seasons in one day. But if you look at the Kulin seasons, Melbourne weather makes complete sense.
Yes.
So that's my illustration.
There you go.
Of, like, being value of indigenous knowledge. Yeah.
And that's the support and the answer back that you get from Tanya Ha when you're talking about the beautiful city of Melbourne, yes. Look, fantastic. National Science Week, one of Australia's largest festivals. Look, it was held back in 1997. And last year, about $2.7 million people participated. So, look, this is a very important space, as I said, pardon the pun, but especially with First Nation people at the table. So, tell us about this this journey, this vehicle we're talking about.
Well, National Science Week runs each year in August. This year, it runs from the 10th to the 18th. Although some events are kicking off now, because there's more than you can fit into 1 week, so
sure.
10th to 18th. It's actually two weekends, so the scientists can count. They
yes.
can count the days. and there's events right around the country. Generally, there's about 1,500 to 2,000 events, some of them online, some of them in local communities, some in major capital cities. And it's just really easy for people to meet scientists, do science, talk about the hot topics, and celebrate its role that it has in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, for sure. So when we talk science, we talk also a branch off from that, entertainment, business, environment, food, wine, indigenous, media, the arts, health, techno, all the above.
Yes.
So it's a big umbrella, you could say.
It is, yes. And that's one thing that I love about the variety of National Science Week is that, you know, people can go, you know, wherever they are, they can go to, if they've got access to internet, computer, go to www.scienceweek.net.au and you can type in your postcode or you can just put in your whole state or,
sure.
you know, and search to see what's happening in your local area, or you can put in the search field, this is my area of interest, I want to see what's, you know, what's on, I don't know, physics or astrophysics
yeah.
or what's on engineering. And there are, one thing that I think is really encouraging is that there have been an increasing number of events that celebrate First Nation science, but also events that feature people with Indigenous backgrounds
yes.
who are scientists. So that's one thing that I think is really important is that in National Science Week, celebrating Indigenous science, you know, deadly science isn't just about looking at things, you know, like, you know, technologies that are thousands of years old like, you know, axe making, and, you know, the eel traps that are still in operation in,
yes.
in Victoria, you're like 10,000 years old. It's not just looking
exactly.
back, it's
exactly.
about recognising.
Acknowledging
that,
and educating yeah. as well, I would say.
Yeah, well, there are people like one of my favourite scientists, Misty Jenkins, is Indigenous, and
yes.
she's doing cancer research.
Yeah,
so
yes.
it's not necessarily, it's Indigenous people doing science in all different fields, as well as preserving and continuing traditional knowledge and culture. And so there's a good mix of both in the, of those in National
Well, when you're talking about traditional knowledge and culture, well, we're talking about a culture that's 60,000 years old. And our people were professionals in all industries, all fields, if you look at it, back in the day, and still operating those activities as such, aren't they?
Yes. First scientists, first engineers, first inventors.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Is there a connection or is there engagement with high schools around the country with National Science Week?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. You know, like, their schools get involved. They choose how, you know, how much they get involved. Some people do activities in their classrooms. Cool. This year there's a focus on species survival. But there's also things like, you know, that schools do excursions, or they go with particularly seniors where, mm. you know, really these are people on the verge of adulthood.
Yes.
They'll go to a, say, a panel event that has, you know, speakers doing research on artificial intelligence, and they'll hear these things. So mm. it's really, so there's one thing that's actually happening in Canberra is there's a, at Parliament House, they're going to have, it's called the Government Scientist Group Expo, because government actually employs scientists.
Mm. Yes, yes, yes.
There are people at Geoscience Australia, there's Indigenous Rangers, there's people looking at doping in sport, all sorts of things mm. in government science agencies. And so this expo is going to show, you know, invite high school students to see what kind of careers they could have working as a scientist in government.
Yes.
And then you've got something in Sydney, which is one of my favourite events that's happening annually. It's called the Indigenous Science Experience at cool. Redfern.
At Redfern. They do that annually, do they?
Yes, yes. Cool. And the beautiful thing about that event is that it's open to the community, everyone. Mm. You know, everyone cool. can go to that. But they have Indigenous high school students are doing the science demonstrations
yes.
and giving the talks and running the workshops. And so, mm-hmm. and that it's modern science as well as traditional knowledge as well. And so that's one that, like, there's teenagers that went through that program that are now scientists today
yes.
that are Indigenous, and also one who ended up managing cultural, traditional knowledge cultural mm. exhibitions at one of the museums. So, yeah, that's close to my heart, that one.
Beautiful. And when you look at 2.7 million people participated last year, and more than 1,800 events and activities, it's bigger than Ben-Hur, and you're talking about proud sponsors from the Australian government, CSIRO, the Australian Science Teachers Association, and ABC. Big-time players there at the table as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, science is really important to the future of Australia. So mm. not just the economy, but the environment
yep.
and healthcare. Like, there are so many decisions that we've got to make, and we also need the next generation mm. to have those jobs of the future as they're going to and making their career choices as well.
Tanya Ha, you're a fantastic ambassador for National Science Week. Thank you for yarning.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. Yeah. Stay warm, sister. And look, yes. a big shout out to all our beautiful scientists across this country, especially First Nations and people, front and centre. But good yarning with you, and we'll be in touch, and you take care, sis.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Tanya Ha, her name is, ambassador for National Science Week. And look, very important space. And look, it's 2.7 million people participated last year in about 1,800 events. It's been running since 1997. Look, very important. And as Tanya mentioned, science is very important to this country, to the world. And having First Nation people at the table is a given. It's more so very important. And 60,000 years, culture, knowledge, there it is, front and centre. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Your host, the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong on National Talk Black? Too deadly.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. New research uncovers how Australians choose to treat and manage pain. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up and have a yarn with Alina Pindado, Head of Pain at Helion Australia. We have Alina on the line. Alina, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming along. And look, we are National Pain Week, 28 July, very important. How many Australians are impacted by everyday pain, Alina?
Yeah, we did some research and found that 9 out of 10 Australians across all generations experience everyday pain. And when we're talking about everyday pain, we're talking about things like headache and cold and flu symptoms and fever, muscle pain. So really, across the board, it is quite universal.
So no matter what injury we're talking about and how we got the injury, or whether it be illness or what have you, pain is pain, and that's what we're talking about. And Helion Australia, it operates in that space to help people get over pain. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And some new research that we released for National Pain Week, we really wanted to understand, you know, where Australians were going for their pain relief. And we found that 72% of Australians went to paracetamol first as their first choice of pain relief. And, you know, people really want that that solution that's suitable for a range of different types of pain, and also because they, you know, something that they really trust to relieve their pain. So that's what the research is that's been released this week.
And can you tell us more about the research? How long has the research been going on? Is this an everyday thing or a yearly thing? Or
yeah, we've done some specific research in light of National Pain Week, and and at the back half of last year, we also did a global pain study to really try and understand, you know, how people are suffering with pain, and some of the statistics out of that, it really showed how isolating pain can be, and it impacts almost every part of a person's life. So being able to manage pain day to day is really crucial.
So it leads to my next question. Why is it important that pain is taken seriously and managed properly?
Yeah, that's you know, that's really why we want to have these conversations more and more, because what we see is when people are in pain, perhaps they don't want to talk about it, or they feel like it's not such a big deal, but it really kind of traps them in that vicious loop of stigma and then isolation, and can lead to things like mental health issues. So, you know, it impacts every part of our life. And I think what we don't want people to think is, oh, it's just a little bit of pain, because if it's impacting their life, they should be talking to their healthcare professional, their doctor, their pharmacist. And so National Pain Week is a really great opportunity to draw awareness to the impact of pain.
So an individual could take pain as a stigma thing, is what I'm picking up, Alina.
Yeah, that's right. They, you know, I guess sometimes we think, I'll be right, I'll push on. And, you know, but actually that can kind of lead to, you know, that feeling of isolation, because, you know, maybe the pain goes on for too long, or, you know, you're not quite sure what to do or who to turn to. So just having more conversations about everyday pain and pain in general, we think will you know, push the population in the right direction and start having better conversations.
And when you're saying having conversations, the other side of the coin is probably having too many conversations. Then you're starting to think that people think that you're a broken record.
That's right. That is true, I guess. But I think what we want to make sure as well is that that there's really good training on offer for our GPs and our pharmacists to be able to have that conversation.
Sure.
And I guess just having the awareness that pain can really have a big impact on people's lives. So if your friend or your family member's talking a bit, perhaps point them in the right direction to have a bigger conversation.
Yes. Well, you could say we're all in this together, and we're talking about a loved one, or, you know, a friend or family member. If they're in pain, in a way, they're screaming out for help, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that thing that it can really have an impact on every part of their life, their family, their job, you know, their friends. So having those conversations is really, really important.
And I'm just looking at your deadly title, Head of Pain at Helion Australia. I mean, what a title. Come running to Alina, yes?
Yeah, I think, you know, I wish it didn't have to exist, but unfortunately pain is a fact of life. And we really want to help everyday Australians manage it better.
Well, you eased our pain in regarding our ears. You had a fantastic conversation, and look, it's great. We enlighten us, and it just opens our eyes and our hearts and our minds in regard to loved ones, family, friends, what have you, who have pain, to take on board and not be inconsiderate, but even do your own research to help the individual to where they can go or what advice you can give, I would think, Alina.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks so much for having me today. It's always good to talk about it, and I think the more we talk about it, the more we'll help everybody.
Thank you for the yarn. You take care, keep smiling, stay warm, and we'll talk soon, sister.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Alina Pintado, her name is. Head of Pain, that's her title, Head of Pain at Haleon Australia. And new research uncovers how Australians choose to treat and manage pain. So no matter what pain we're talking about, whether you've got an old football injury or a war injury or, you know, you had a car accident, whatever the case may be, or you sprained your ankle and it just lingers on, so to speak. Pain is pain, whatever pain you're going through. Look, do reach out. Check out Haleon Australia. Do Google them, H-A-L-E-O-N, Haleon Australia, and look, find out what you can do to relieve pain. So very important. It does get in the way and it frustrates your life sometimes. So there it is, your mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Yarn with the bully. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. Murray just steering it. Have your say and yarn up strong. National Talk Black.